Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good afternoon, folks. How amazing of a day is it right now that I am talking to you, all of you, listening to me and the podcast out here, looking at me on the video screen as you're watching me on YouTube, and we are recording our 100th episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. 100. I'm floored and I am humbled and amazed that I am through. This is our 100th episode. I just don't know. I don't even know what to say, to be honest with you. I got home today and I was talking from work and I told my wife and I said, hey, you know, when you take Gavin up to the baseball field, I am going to be recording my 100th episode. And my wife says to me, she goes, well, why didn't we throw a party? And why didn't we have any balloons? And I could have painted the room upstairs. If you can see on the video screen behind me, we have yellow walls. She's very upset with this whole entire thing with the yellow walls. So she wants it to be colored differently so that it looks better on the camera and everything else. So that's my wife's side of the house. She really just wants to be able to make it look really nice to you guys. I think it looks great. It brings out the sunshine and the brightness of the room. But anyway, 100 episodes. So we started off this little podcast here as a spawn off of where we were at with No Finish Line Nation, the closed group, and Connect and Instagram. It was just another branch off of it when I've had a few people tell me that I've got a voice for it and I've got a message to put out there that people like to hear and they like to talk about and they like to listen to and they like to be inspired by and motivated by. And so I listened and I took chances. And all of these things are all coming to fruition now when I think to myself, where would I have been if I didn't even think that way? Or if I didn't take a chance or take a risk on things to be able to record or be able to put my voice out there or my thoughts out there where I'm talking to all of you, where you're listening to my podcast and watching me on YouTube or reading the snippets that I post on the different social media platforms and such a great response from everything that we're doing. I'm just floored by the whole entire thing. There are a couple people, I think it's like 50 people that have left reviews on iTunes and put in some really beautiful writing comments across the board on the iTunes. And here's one that I just wanted to share that was actually an email that was sent over to me. Okay, so I want to share this with you. I'm not going to share her name because she said she doesn't want her name shared with it. But I just wanted to read this to you guys, okay? So here it is. It came in a few days ago anyway. Oh, 7 days ago. So May 22nd it came in. So I wanted to share this with you because this is the kind of feedback that I've received from and about the podcast, about the video cast, all the stuff. So I just wanted to share this story. So here, I'll just read it right to you, okay? So it says, hi, Shane. I just have to reach out and say thank you. Your podcast is really helping me during a really hard time. I've been down 12 to 18 pounds for the last 2 years. I have another 50 pounds to lose, and despite attending meetings weekly, I am struggling. I can relate to what you say so very much. I'm from Boston, and I love your Boston sports references. My husband and I have two wonderful kids. Both have very serious learning and developmental disabilities. I'm very accomplished academically and professionally, but the challenges we hit every day have resulted in me self-medicating with food. That's what I do. Your podcast has been such an epiphany for me. It's interesting that I'm a smart woman, but never realized that I pacify my grief and my emotions. I'm a work in progress, but I just had to say thank you for everything that you do. How could you not be emotional after you read something like that and you hear that you've made an impact on somebody that sent an email over to me just to share her thoughts to say thank you for the podcast and thank you for the video cast or the coffee talk or whatever that we're doing out here to help other people. It was a risk when we first started it. Think about this, right? So here we are in this closed little group of a community of a weight loss program that we were all part of. And we were chatting and we were talking and talking about our struggles and just having some fun or whatever. But we wanted to branch off to be able to help a bigger and broader spectrum, a wider range of people, because I felt like we had such a bigger voice to be able to reach out to folks and make a difference in people's lives and those kind of things. But not knowing anything of what we're doing, not having any clue of what we were doing, we just stepped out and we started the No Finish Line Nation closed Facebook group. So we did that. We stepped out. We did that. What a risk that was. But how crazy is it that just over a year in existence, we hit 40,000 members and it's growing each and every day. It just blows me away the lack of positive support that's out there in the world, that people are just looking to be around others, to lift each other up, to help each other through, to hold each other accountable, to give them a shoulder to lean on, but also give them a high five and a hug when they need it. It's just crazy to me. And we have so little of that in the world that it just filled a gap, I think. So 40,000 people strong on No Finish Line Nation, and I just hit, I think it's right around 500,000 feed hits on my podcast and just about 54,000, 55,000 downloads on the podcast itself from people that have gone on that choose to hit download and then listen to it, whether they're running, whether they're cooking, whether they're doing whatever. I've had people tell me that every day when they go into work, if they're riding in and they've got a long ride ahead of them, although my podcasts are only 15 minutes to 20 minutes long, they're small snippets of time. They're not long, hour and a half long or anything like that, because I know I don't have the attention span to listen to anything that long myself. So when these folks will go on there, they're busy folks, but they're all struggling just like all of us. Everybody struggles in one form or fashion or another. And we all need help every once in a while. What better way to be able to download it, hear some positive affirmation, talk about some impacts, talk about the mental side of the journey, the food addict side of the journey, the struggles that we have, the way that we pacify, as in what she said in her email, how we pacify my grief and emotions with food. We've always done that. So how great is it that we have an opportunity that you and me, if you're listening to me right now, yes, I'm talking to you specifically, to have a relationship with each other and a camaraderie and a bonding that we can just chat with each other. I mean, it's pretty awesome. Although it's just me talking into a microphone. What I hear from a lot of folks is they feel like I'm talking to them. I always hear, I felt like that message was meant for me and I needed to hear it at that moment in time. Holy powerful, Batman. I mean, seriously, think about that. Who would have thought that we could be in a place where on a podcast that I could sit down and have a conversation and make an impact on other people's lives like this without even knowing that you're having an impact on other people's lives? So episode 100, guys. I mean, it's just crazy to me. You know, it might be a little bit of a moment to step back and just look at where we've been, okay? So day one of the podcast, think about that. The first podcast, there was no intro music. There was no anything. I've kept it up there because I wanted to reflect on it sometimes. But you could hear my ums and you can hear me. I did some editing and there was some scratchiness into the podcast itself. And I was fumbling all over myself and just kind of spitting words out there and just saying whatever it was that I needed to say and felt like I needed to say. And it still worked, but it was in my own world, on my own worst critic. So I was listening to it going, man, listen to that, right? And then I moved into this different type of music for intro, and I had a couple little things I was splicing in there, and our subscriptions were growing a little bit. It was pretty slow at first. Just my normal people that would subscribe to the Coffee Talk on Connect or No Finish Line Nation. But I would have those folks that would listen, and then they would share a little bit here and there. So it started off pretty slow, and then it started to move through, and then I put in for different platforms like iTunes and Spotify and Podbean and iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio and all these different platforms that I was trying to work on to be able to just see if I can get my message out there, knowing that a normal podcast does not really succeed until you can get some people to listen to it and believe in what you're saying. But it's still, I took a risk and it was there and I started off from scratch and just kept on digging and kept on pushing forward. Didn't dump a lot of money into it, but knew that I needed some good microphones. Like as you can see on the video here, this beautiful microphone that I have here. I wanted something that can capture my voice to be able to make things sound the way that I want them to sound, but also to get the message across so that people can hear what I was saying. So from day one to now to 100 episodes, it's just insane to me on how much we've grown. If you heard the intro here on this podcast, you'll know that that is my son. He's the one that was on there. He wanted to be involved. Now get this, I have t-shirts and I have sweatshirts for Coffee Talk, okay? Now, my biggest supporter is my 13-year-old son who would rather be on his phone, would rather be watching YouTube videos, would rather be playing on his Xbox than anything else. But you know what he loves to support is me and my podcast. And so the other day, he went into, they do this counseling thing at school, and they wanted to be able to sit down with him to talk about his, you know, where he's at right now and do an assessment for him and all this stuff. And so the counselor asked him, and my wife was there. So she got emotional about this. The counselor asked him, she said, hey, you know, what's this thing you got on your sweatshirt? This thing that says Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano. And it's one of my original ones. He had a purple sweatshirt and it had like the little brain and the coffee cup. And it was like, you know, this plus this equals Coffee Talk or whatever else, right? The hashtag that was on there. So it was one of my original designs that I put out on a sweatshirt, but he loves it. And so he looks at the counselor and he says, oh, it's just my dad. My dad does, he records these audios that change people's lives all the time. And he's a positive influence on everything, on all kinds of people. He just tries to do good for other people through his words and through the things that he does. Now, this is coming from my 13-year-old son to the counselor. My wife gets home. She's emotional. She's kind of crackling up about it. She says, hey, I want to share something with you. I said, what's that? She said, you know, we were in there with the counselor and the counselor asked what Coffee Talk was. I said, oh boy, what was his answer? I was like, here we go. Are we going to get a 13-year-old answer or what are we doing? She said, no. She goes, look at the impact you're having on our 13-year-old son. He legitimately said, you're changing lives and you're such a positive person that he's inspired to wear your sweatshirt to show off to other kids because he wants them to know the positive impact that you're having. I mean, just think about that, right? And I know a lot of this podcast is all about Coffee Talk here. And it's okay because I feel like with episode 100, we've gotten to the point where we can talk about this kind of thing because you guys mean so much to me. All of your feedback that you send over or the little comments that you make or the little things that you do when you're posting little ads or little things on different episodes that I'm doing or on YouTube or whatever you're doing, you're always adding some color to what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to accomplish. And I love it. Even some of the constructive feedback about certain things. I remember a while back when I had certain types of music on the intro, I had a couple users or a couple listeners say, it's really creepy music, man. You put out such a positive vibe about the things that you're trying to be able to bring to the table, but it's this heavy kind of dark, almost like horror film rap music that was going on in the beginning. And they said that it just felt a little strange. It didn't match. So it was feedback. I'm like, you know what? I need to change that up. And of course, right after that is when I went into and did my son to do the recording because he wanted to be involved and I got him on there. And he's the one that's in the beginning of this one. So think about that. 100 episodes later, from episode 1 to 100, and we have covered everything, if you think about it. Sometimes I even wonder, and I know I repeat some topics, but it's whatever's on my mind at that moment in time. Here I am in my living room in Scarborough, Maine, looking outside. The trees are nice and green and everything's flushing and looks beautiful outside. And it's nice weather and it's a little toasty and it's great. It's awesome. But here I am up in Scarborough, Maine, and I'm thinking to myself, I know I've got something I want to say. And so I get on this audio, this microphone, and I have an audience, a captive audience of you guys and the people that are on the YouTube and everything else. And here we are having a conversation with each other. And I just say whatever it is that's on my mind. Now, I know, and personally, because like, again, we are our own worst critic, right? All of us are our own worst critic. I know there are some topics that I feel it. I'm seriously like in the zone and I know that it's mattering and people are like, oh, wait a second. That makes a lot of sense to me. And oh, that makes such an impact on me. And thank you so much for your podcast. It means so much. And then I have people posting pictures of it on No Finish Line Nation or on their personal Facebook pages or on Instagram or whatever, wherever. It's just amazing to me, right? So you know that you're in the zone on those ones. And there are other times that I know that it might be important to me at that moment in time, but maybe not as important to other folks that are out there listening or reading or watching or anything. But you continue to listen and you keep on giving me feedback and I love everything about it. This is our relationship from me to you. We're 100 episodes in and I feel like we're just getting better all the time. I feel like my delivery has gotten better a lot. I feel like you guys are communicating more by even emailing me, such as that heartwarming email that I just got that I read at the beginning of this podcast. Think about that. If you could wake up in the morning and look and read in your email or in your inbox or on social media or whatever and read somebody say to you, you've impacted my life in such a positive way. It's overwhelming and humbling every single day when I get those kind of messages. But I appreciate it so much. I mean, I love everything about it. Maybe it is a little bit more selfish in my own mind of why I need that in my life. Because sometimes when I'm traveling this journey, just like every one of you are traveling the journey, we get down on ourselves. We get in the dumps. We get down in the dumps and we need to pull ourselves out. And I think I use you guys to pull me out of that rut. And that's okay, right? I mean, legitimately, we can use whatever it takes for us to get out of the rut. But every day that I hop on this microphone, or every however many days that I hop on the microphone, every time that I do it, I get on here. And I know a lot of times it's so I can make sure that I get my brain in the right frame of mind. And I know that I can push forward and be a rock star based just on the fact that I know internally that I'm making positive impacts on people's lives every day. That's incredible stuff. Now, here's the point, though. So here I am. I've got this little media platform. I've got this little social media aspect of Instagram. If you aren't on my Instagram or you aren't following me on Instagram, post like, you know, personal stuff, some garden shots, some stuff with my kids. If I eat something really good, if I'm out with my wife or whatever. But it is at LiquidShano1973. So go on there and like that one, too, on Instagram. I'd love to have you on there, too, because it shares a little bit more of my personal life, my family life and those kind of things. And some tips and pointers of food hacks that I might have found. Or things that I really like to eat or enjoy and those kind of things. But here's the thing. I have all these different things that I'm trying to be able to work on, and I'm using these platforms to try to make impacts on people's lives. Think about what you can do. Think about what you can do as you're listening to this podcast. You're thinking to yourself, man, I want to be inspirational like that. I want to make impacts on people's lives just like that. Any of us can do that. Any of us. I would have never thought 100 episodes ago that I'd be on a podcast talking about positive affirmation. I even have a hard time when some people say to me, what's your podcast about? My wife said, why do you have such a difficult time with that? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, every time somebody says, what's it about? What's your podcast about? Tell me about it. She goes, you fumble. You say, well, you know, it's just about getting healthy and, you know, just about positivity and blah, blah, blah. She says, you need to have your elevator speech ready to go for that thing. And I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, because people want to know. And if you want to catch their attention to get them on board with whatever you're talking about, own your message. And I said, you're so right. You're so right. Think about that, right? We can all make such a positive impact on anyone around us. And we just have to have confidence in doing it. I'm 100 episodes in, and I still lack in confidence sometimes in what we're doing here. It's just crazy to me. You know, if you think about it, you'd think that with that much practice that I've got under my belt, I feel my delivery's gotten better. I feel that my confidence on the content has gotten better. But now I've got to increase and improve on how do I promote myself to other folks to show them what kind of impact that I'm having. Because this isn't just about weight loss. This is about life. It's not just about trying to lose some pounds on a scale. As a matter of fact, I rarely talk about that. What I talk about more is, how do you get your mind right to do good things? How do you think put yourself in a place where you can set yourself up for success rather than failure? Those are the kind of things that we talk about. My wife said, you need to own that. And I said, you're absolutely right. So here's my point. I'm paying it forward to you guys. We're coming up on almost 20 minutes here on our 100th episode. And here's my point. My point is, you also can make huge impacts on people around you. You just have to step out of your comfort zone and do it. Just go do it. If you've itched and kind of thought about going to volunteer somewhere or do something good for another person, go do it. Just put the foot in front of the other one. Go in and book it somewhere. Work in an old folks home. Work in a homeless shelter. Go do something for other people just to give back and make an impact. If it's something you want to do through your church, great. Head up a youth group. Do something to give back to the community. A few weeks ago, we went over and cleaned out some gardens of a youth community. It was a low-income housing area, but they have gardens there. So we went over there and we tilled all the gardens, pulled all the weeds, did everything. And these little kids that have basically nothing were so excited, and they had such a smile ear to ear on their face because that's their garden. And they're going to grow their own vegetables and their own onions and tomatoes and potatoes and all that stuff. And they're going to be self-sufficient because they may not be able to afford to go to the store to get it, but they can grow it. And they're going to feed themselves. Think about that. So if you... I would have never experienced that. Neither would my son have, who I try to bring with me to all of my volunteering events. We would have never experienced that if we didn't get uncomfortable and step out of our comfort zone and just go do it. Just go do it. If you're thinking about doing something that's going to make an impact on someone else, don't get apprehensive about it. Pull the trigger and go do it. Because what's the worst that could happen if you're trying to do good for someone else? You kind of do something good for someone else? Like, there's nothing bad that can come from it. Even if you fail. What, are you going to fail halfway doing something good for somebody else? Is that still not going to be a good thing for somebody else? You see what I'm saying? Do it. Take the chance. Pull the trigger. You can make an impact. 100 episodes ago, when I sat back and I said I can make a big impact, and Jonathan Mudhustler, you guys all know him, on any of the social media platforms that I'm a part of. He's the one with the crazy recipes and really gives people an alternative of how to eat and have fun with their food and all that good stuff. He's a great guy. He's the one that pushed me this direction. He said to me, listen, take a chance. Just go do it. What's it going to hurt? I'm like, oh, what if I sound like a fool? What if I don't have material all the time? He's like, you've been writing these blogs for I don't even know how long. So do you think you're not going to have material with daily life? And so he pushed me to go that direction and do it. And I don't regret one single bit of it. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made because it's really given me an outlet. It's given me support. It's given me another family. It's given me all kinds of great stuff to be able to move forward. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. And I want you to experience the same exact thing. Go take a chance. Step out of your comfort zone and go make a difference in someone else's life. Someone else's life, somebody, somewhere else's life. Whatever it is that you're trying to do and whatever it is that you have had a inkling to go and do, just do it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't talk yourself out of it. Because if you do it, watch how you'll feel after you get done with it. Because I know I feel like I'm on top of the world right now doing episode 100. Okay? So a little bit of a plug, shameless plugs here at the end of this podcast / videocast here. Okay? I already shared it on the video earlier, but I'll share it again here. On my Spreadshirt site, you guys will find on Liquid Shano, I do have t-shirts. I do have coffee mugs. I do have all kinds of merchandise for Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano. I'm official now with the state. As a business. So if you guys want to buy any merchandise, you can buy it right there. I'll put a link up on the Liquid Shano site here to make sure that you guys have a reminder of where to go. Second plug here is we are doing tickets still for the August 4th NFL Inspiration Parties. Okay. We're doing it at the Back Bay Hilton from 7 to about midnight time frame, where all kinds of people from our closed group, our closed Facebook group, are getting together to have a party in Boston. If you're local, go. Don't second guess yourself. Just buy tickets and go. We would love to have you. We have a whole bunch of tickets sold. We only have a limited amount left. I want you to be there. Okay? Third part of the plug is any of the different platforms. If you want to spread the word about the podcast here, about Coffee Talk, which I'm so proud of, and I would love to see you guys do, you could do it on any of those, any of the sites of Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Music, any of these things, okay? And lastly, I know I say it at the end when my son does the outro on this one. If you get a chance, go into iTunes, log into the podcast itself, and leave some feedback for me. Go in there, maybe leave whatever stars you want to leave, from 1 to 5, I think it is. And then if you want to put a note on there, that would be just great. I would love it. I would love everything about it, because the more that people do that, the more visibility it gives you to be able to get more people to listen. And it would be great if I can make even more impacts on more people and broaden my spectrum a whole lot more. So from me to you, from my heart to yours, I thank each and every one of you for making this a success so far. Episode 100, pretty epic, pretty amazing. I've met so many people along the way that have made huge impacts on my life, including my family's life. It's become a fabric of who we are and where we're at. Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane in 1973, we would have never even known that this is the direction. My wife said that to me the other day. Would you have even thought of this a while ago, 100 episodes ago? Or would you have even thought of this a year ago, of you doing podcasts like this and being able to make impacts? I said, nope, not at all. So it's because of you guys that we're doing it, and I feel the love, and who knows how much longer, maybe another 100 episodes, maybe another 1,000 episodes. Who knows what direction we're going to move in with it, but if I don't take chances, I'll never know, right? So that's my advice to everybody, because it's the best advice I give to myself. Have a great day, everybody, and thank you for the first 100.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChano1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.